everything and move up into the highest mountain that they could find, dress in white robes, and he would come back on September 25th, 1995, and he would be in a spaceship and take everybody up. Well, guess what? The spaceship hasn't come yet. And guess what? Marshall Applewhite had to change his date four different times and finally gave up and said that it wasn't enough faith here upon this earth, and so God could not come back. That's absurd. That is crazy. But you know what? There are many people that believed that and followed that man and sold everything they had and went up on the mountain and dressed in white robes. And you know, they stood up there for the longest time and finally realized, this guy is a fake. This guy is a phony. This guy is not real. Let me give you another one. Here's a more modern one. His name is David Koresh. David took care of the Branch Davidian out in Waco, Texas. David Koresh said he was Christ, and he had another revelation that he wanted to share with people. And so he expounded upon this and took his followers. And one of the things that he did was anti-government, and he tried to fight against our government. But you know, our government very foolishly came in and destroyed literally the whole bunch, and caused David Koresh to be a martyr and to die for the cause that he was supposed to be living for. Now, folks, these are just some of the many examples. I was looking online this week and just looking at all the different so-called people who called themselves the Messiah or Jesus Christ. Oh, I forgot about one. And this will be interesting to some of you. He was from Brazil, this particular man, and he came on the scene and he actually changed his name to Jesus Christ. That became his legal name. He said, "I'm Jesus Christ." And he comes around and, by the way, he smokes a cigar, drinks whiskey, and gambles and does everything else. And he says that if he is going to be Jesus Christ, he has to live among the people and act and do just as everybody else is doing. And so there's no difference in Jesus than anybody else. And he lives down, I think he lives down in Texas right now, but he has hundreds and literally thousands of people that are following his every move and everything that he does. If he goes to the horse track and bets, people follow him. If he goes down to the local bar and participates in drinking, people follow him. But they all follow him because he claims to be Jesus Christ. Folks, these are mockery. These are things that are out there. But I want you to see something. Go down to verse 23 again. The Bible says, "If any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall rise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show you great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." Now, I want you to see something. Jesus told his disciples, folks, don't get weary when you see these folks come. You kind of laugh, you kind of chuckle, and you hear some of their claims, and you read some of their things. I read some of the writings of David Koresh, and some of the things that he said, and some of the things that were there was just ungodly, totally away from the Word of God. Folks, God's Word is complete. There's no more adding to the Word of God. There's no more taking away to the Word of God. But here's what God said. Folks, if God says He's against it, He's against it. God does not change His mind at another century, at another time, and say, "Oh, I made a mistake. What I said earlier was wrong. This is now the right way." God's way is right. God said there's one way of salvation. God said there's one way to get to heaven, and that is found through the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want you to see something. What Jesus said, there will come people that will say, "I am Jesus Christ." This is setting up for the ultimate one, the Antichrist. The Antichrist will be the very next one that will come on the scene. He will come play, and he will come on the scene following the rapture of the church. Now, he may be in power now. He may be some leader in some country. There's much speculation on what he's doing right now, where he's at, what is taking place. The Bible does not disclose his name. And guess what? We do not know who he is. If you want to find out who he is, you'll have to wait around. And if you want to stick around for the tribulation period, that's up to you. I'm going home, and I don't really care who the Antichrist is, because it does not really matter. And folks, it's not for us to name names or to say this person could be. I remember over the years, different politicians. Some try to say John Kennedy was the Antichrist. Some try to say Henry Kissinger and different ones. Folks, we are not to worry about the person. We're not to worry about who this could be or who's going to be the Antichrist. What we have to worry about and see, folks, it's happening before our very eyes. The Bible speaks about there's going to be a one world government. There's going to be a one religion found throughout the world. We are coming very quickly to that time. We are coming to the point where the governments of the world are combining forces and seeing what is taking place. A very great tragedy that took place in Poland last week with the death of the Polish leader. Very interesting watching what is happening and watching Russia as they're moving in to see what is taking place. Folks, things are setting up. Things are happening literally around the world. But here's the thing I want you to see. This is the first sign. This is the first thing that Jesus said. There will be many deceivers. Many people come saying, I am Christ. Don't worry. Don't be upset. Don't fret. Don't, what are we going to do? What we do when we see these things, Jesus is coming. Let me show you the second sign. Go back over to Matthew chapter 24 and look down to verse 6 and the first part of verse 7. The Bible says, and you shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that you not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. Now we have chronologically looked at wars over the years, and you will go back all the way back to World War I, World War II, and the Korean War. Some of you would be alive during that particular time and know some of those things. And we look back to the Gulf Wars. We look back to the wars that we're currently in with Afghanistan and also Iraq. These are common things. War has been around literally since the beginning of time. This is nothing new. This is not what is taking place. But I want you to look at what the Bible is talking about, and I want you to look at verse 6 in particular. The Bible says, and you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Now, the idea of hearing of wars is simply hearing about commotions and hearing about things that are taking place. We will hear rumors. One country is fighting against another country and hearing and looking. And I was looking at some of the different wars around. I think right now one of the longest wars that has ever been fought is being fought in the country of Africa. And the continent of Africa, one of the many countries of Africa that are taking place. There's many tribal wars. There's one war that's been going on for 250 years with the same tribes. They just keep going back and forth, and they keep passing land back and forth. And the name changes, and then it changes again, and changes again. That's part of it. But I want you to look at verse 6 again. It says, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. Now here's what God's saying. When we hear about these wars and we hear about these things that are taking place, we're not to be afraid. We're not to worry. We're not to fret or not to wonder what is taking place, because we know God is in control. But I want you to notice what he says at the end of verse 6. But the end is not yet. Now, I want you to pay attention to what he was saying. Jesus, as he was talking with his disciples, they asked him, when is the end of times? What are the signs? What are we going to see as we get closer to the end? Now, we have to remember something. Jesus was a Jew. All of the disciples were Jewish. As Jesus was talking, all Bible prophecy has to deal and center on Israel. Everything that Jesus talked about centered on Israel. Now, here's what we need to watch, and this is what we need to be thinking about today.